Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing today? How are you today? Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Am I speaking with Santo?
Yes.
Great. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Now, I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Now, we're not selling anything, and we're not going to ask you for a donation. Hello, sir?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, if you don't mind me asking, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
How many years?
Yes, sir.
Well, before I retired?
Yes.
48.
40 years. Okay, great. Now, what is your primary branch of the trade? Plaster?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer? Okay.
Yes.
On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journeyman, level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, helper, improver?
Journeyman.
Journeyman, okay. Yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you ever been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
At any time?
Yeah.
6 months.
6 months, so that'll be like about 30 to 20 weeks?
Right.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I've been retired.
Okay. And in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
I've been retired for 18 years now.
Wow. Great. Awesome, sir. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Oh, more.
More? And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same as they were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. Now, yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Great. Now, yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Great. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
With the winter coming, it'll probably be less.
Less. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Well, get better.
It will get better. Now, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat, cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, no real safety concerns?
No safety concerns.
No real safety concerns.
No.
Now, yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months? Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, you're retired. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
Never.
What was the question?
Pretty much how often they visit the job site, a union representative.
No, never.
Never, okay. Now, where do you get your news from? Do you get them from
TV?
TV, like news programming?
Yes.
What about cable news?
Yes.
What about friends and neighbors, radio, or newspapers?
No.
The internet or social media?
No, just TV cable.
Okay. So after the cable news, which will be the next?
What was that?
After cable news, which one will be the next source that you will get your news from?
No, just cable news.
Oh, okay. So that'll be it, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, education, healthcare, the environment, foreign policy, or something else?
I would say climate change.
Climate change?
Yes.
Okay. As you may know, BHC supports the application of Davis-Bacon, the standard, to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No. Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it's very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, that a federal elected official supports it?
Very important.
Very important. Okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Democratic Party.
Democratic Party, okay. We're almost done, sir. I truly thank you, okay? As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working condition. Which side do you support more in this dispute? The United Auto Workers, GM, Ford, and Stellantis. Which one do you
United support? Auto Workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing his job as president overall?
Very good.
What about healthcare? Do you approve
good.
Or disapprove of his job?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about immigration?
Somewhat.
What about support for labor unions?
Strongly.
What about the economy?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs?
What was that?
Foreign affairs.
I still can't understand what you said.
Foreign affairs?
Oh, foreign affairs, very good.
So you strongly approve?
Yes.
Do you disapprove or approve the way Congress is handling its job?
Yes.
Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, But what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you certain to vote? Probably 50-50 chances, or you think you're not going to vote?
I'm going to vote.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, Republican, and Joe Biden, Democrat, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. And do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
I'm retired. I really don't know if I should answer a question like that.
Okay.
I don't think that's up to me.
Do you find it useful to receive about retirement security? Okay. Turning back to BHC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, yes, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, yes, fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay, great. How could the union best improve its representation and service?
How could they what?
No. How could they improve? What would be the union? What could they do to improve its representation and service?
I don't know. They're doing a good job.
Okay. They're doing a good job in regards to benefits?
Yes. Benefits, yes.
Okay. So you think, but how can they improve what they're already doing?
I don't know that they could.
Okay. So improve. So we can say that. Improve benefits, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, what would be the most important thing the union should be working on?
Getting more jobs.
Getting more jobs, okay. All right. More jobs. Okay. Awesome. Great. Now, sir, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, job site, union meetings, text, or email?
Mail.
Mail. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Never. My union's in Pennsylvania. I'm down here in Florida.
Oh, okay. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
If I was a Republican, I'd jump off the bridge. No, I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And do you call yourself a strong Democrat? Or not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
A strong Democrat. Now, just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My what?
What is your race?
My age?
No, race.
Oh, white.
Okay.
Caucasian.
And just for this verification purposes by my supervisor, can I please have your first name?
Santo.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for your help, for your time. Thank you for cooperating. That we are completed with the survey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.